Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling with National Opinion Service. We're conducting a survey today about important issues facing the community and nation. I know it is still a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress?
100%.
And just 100%. For purposes, sir, what is your age?
Do what?
Your age.
62.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank
Caucasian.
You.
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 using a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you're not motivated at all and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. You may choose any
10.
Number. Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say it would be a strong Republican, not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the
very
country
is? Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, protecting abortion.
Economy.
Okay. And next options, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, immigration and border security. You can choose another one.
Oh, you want me to choose another one?
Yeah, you can choose.
Fixing the vote fraud.
Thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you, sir. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in everyday life? Would you say very often?
Zero,
okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your area?
Zero.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from 0 to 100.
I don't really know them.
Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party from 0 to 100.
Zero. Hate
them.
Communist.
I understand. And the next one is Taylor Swift.
Don't like, zero. Have no use for.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you, sir. Ron DeSantis.
20.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Zero. Worthless piece of crap. Communist.
I understand. The NAACP.
It's 10%. They're a racist organization.
Okay.
Have become,
Biden.
Anyway.
Oh,
zero. Worthless piece of crap.
Okay. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West,
Donald
Biden,
Trump. Only Donald Trump.
Thank you. And how worried, sir, are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? very worried.
That's a false flag crap. 5%.
Okay, so not
worried. In fact, Biden was a part of the Ku Klux Klan, so hey, you know.
Okay, I understand. Well, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one says, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, will you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Very strongly.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
God, this is a woke deal. Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college
strongly
campuses?
Strongly disagree. It holds them back, actually.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. The first one says, some people say America's trend is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures as on mistakes for our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us to freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. And statement B says, other people says America's trend is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity for all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
What was the first one again?
About some people's America's strength is rooted in the individual, the traditional values of its founder and its people.
I like the traditional values and its people.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive.
We're not a democracy, we're a republic. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, and 0 means that not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And the first one says, equal economic opportunities for all. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
Well, everybody has the same opportunity. 2.
Okay. Immigration to this country from 0 to 10.
Are we talking about legal or illegal?
I think illegal.
Illegal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm against it, so whatever's worse for it, that's what I want. 0, I guess.
Okay. The right to bear arms.
10.
Thank you. A commitment to Christians' ideals.
10.
ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Well, everybody does have. If they can't, get an ID, you're a moron. I think it's all eight.
Thank you, sir. Police that treat everyone the same.
Eight.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some statements, well, just two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And you can rate how agree you are from 0 to 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
10. I don't know what's all behind that statement. That's a shady statement, but anyway.
Okay.
How it's worded, it makes it shady.
The next one.
You don't know the background of it. But anyway, go ahead with your second one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you one more time how motivated you are for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, sir. Just a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're almost done.
No, I
hope. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. Are you married? Oh, married, living with a partner, single, separated?
Divorced.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living
One.
With your husband? Thank you, sir.
One.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you, sir. How often do you attend church or religious services?
Every week.
Thank you, sir. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Hell no.
Thank you, sir. Well, we complete the survey. Thank you so much for your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
All right, you too. Be blessed.
Take care, sir. Bye.